Well, to the ABC. And a fortnight ago, ABC News boss Justin Stevens announced his resignation after 19 years with the organisation, saying it was, quote, the right time for both professional and personal reasons. A new leader, Reuters executive Simon Robinson, was announced a day later. So what changes are to come? The ABC's managing director, Hugh Marks, joined me a short time ago. Why did the ABC think it was necessary to seek a new director of news?
Well, I think going back to that, it was Justin Stevens who resigned, but obviously Justin and I were having discussions about what we both felt the future of news for the ABC was, and maybe we felt there were different directions to pursue. I think there are a couple of key problems we've got to really deal with. One is a lot of people, particularly in the live news area of the ABC, I think feel stretched and pressured, and that's because we've added services to what we do, and more work obviously leads to more pressure. Sometimes that leads to having to spread our resources more thinly, and that's a problem that I know I've got to solve. And at the same time, I guess we're being asked to do more. You know, we do a lot of great live news products and programs, but we've got an obligation to do more in the town hall space and probably bring more new news formats to market. And so, you know, the pressure's on to do more. So, you know, all of those things together, I think, mean that we've got to go through some changes, and I guess we can have different views on what those changes should be and how we go about implementing them.
There's still some confusion around the timeline here. When did the selection process for Justin Stevens' successor begin?
We've been talking about this for some time, so I knew Justin's resignation, you know, was an option. So, you know, I've been talking to people all around the globe who are, you know, leaders in the news space for many months. So, you know, when we were in that position where it was clear Justin was going to go, I was able to move forward with another candidate.
Did Mr. Stevens resign under his own steam, or was he asked to resign?
I think Mr. Stevens certainly wanted to resign. So that's what we agreed was the relevant way for him to go. So let's, you know, I'll respect that decision.
So you started seeking a successor before Justin Stevens confirmed that he would resign?
Well, before that was confirmed to the audience, yes, but this was a discussion he and I had been having for some time.
So you knew that he would resign and you started seeking a successor, or you thought he might resign and you started seeking a successor?
We knew it was a possibility, yep.
What does that mean?
Well, we knew that if we couldn't get agreement on the way forward, that his resignation was inevitable. I'd been, you know, in a formal way, but also in an informal way, just meeting people as I should, as the head of the ABC, making sure we've got the very best executive team to lead the organisation forward.
Did you inform Mr. Stevens that you were seeking a successor prior to him tendering his resignation?
No, that wasn't a discussion we had.
So he didn't know you were doing that?
He did not know.
Why didn't you tell him if you felt that his resignation was inevitable?
Oh, I think, Sally, you know, I have to go about my role in the way that I see best, and, you know, sometimes that involves, you know, conversations with executives, and sometimes it doesn't. Like, we don't necessarily know what the future's going to happen, so, you know, I need to be prepared for all scenarios. We undertake extensive succession planning for all of our key executive roles all the time. I mean, that's sort of a requirement of any modern organisation. And anyone that thinks we're not doing that succession planning all the time, I think they should expect that. So, you know, I don't think there's anything really unusual in this whole set of events.
If I'm understanding correctly, you're characterising this as discussions with other news leaders, but had you formally engaged a recruitment company to undertake this search prior to Justin Stevens' resignation?
Yeah, I think I've confirmed as part of that we did. And that was, you know, part of, again, a general sort of succession planning exercise that we do across the organisation. So, you know,
have you done that with other executives?
We do that all the time, Sally, with all of our key roles. It's so important that we know, because obviously these things can go two ways. One is, you know, the ABC can say it's not working, or the other way is an executive for any number of reasons, can say it's time for me to move on. So we always need to be prepared for that and not be caught on the hop.
What broadcast experience as a news executive does the incoming news director, Simon Robinson, have?
I think Mr. Robinson has deep journalistic experience. He has been obviously part of various parts of the news business over many years and many countries. He's worked as a reporter across many regions, including conflict regions, and he's managed a team of 2,000 people creating journalism for Reuters for a number of years. So he has deep experience in news. He's also, I guess, grew up in Australia, so, you know, has those important elements of knowing, you know, the market and the differences between places and locations and people. So, you know, I think he has a lot of deep experience with the tasks that are going to be necessary to take that business forward.
More broadly, on potential changes coming to the ABC, you had this to say in a recent interview with our colleague Alan Kohler. Let's take a listen.
We might be doing, I'll give you an example, a legacy television show that has been around for 40 years, that we still do it. There's still a lot of work that goes into it. All that work is valid and there's a lot of people working hard to do it. But that particular show may not be the sort of content that we want for the future.
What did you mean by that? What are we talking about there?
Those comments were really directional and, you know, it talks to the problems that we spoke about when we first started this morning, that, you know, we may have been doing things that got us to the point where we are today, but they may not necessarily be the things that will get us into the future. You know, a couple of things are changing the way people consume media and they're changing quite significantly. One is, you know, people are moving more and more into an on-demand sort of experience, whether that be video or whether that be audio. So the nature of, I guess, consumption of media is changing. And the second thing that's been quite significant is, you know, the competitive market has changed quite significantly. So, you know, where we used to be in an environment with a limited number of domestic broadcasters, we now operate in an environment with a media world that has many different, you know, media companies operating in very different spaces. Many of them are globalised, and that's been a significant impact on the competitive landscape. So the programs that maybe got us to where we are today won't necessarily be the things that we go forward with. And so we're looking at things that either talk to the ABC's expertise. So will they talk to what we can do that is live and local because that is a real ABC strength, or will it be something that we need to move more to distinctive programming that stands out in a very different competitive landscape? So, you know, that's directional comments.
So was it hypothetical or were you talking about an existing program?
No, it was definitely hypothetical. And it really, a better term would have been what got us to where we are today is not necessarily the things that are going to be successful in the future.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with ABC Managing Director Hugh Marks. A former Australian of the Year, Grace Tame, was criticised for chanting the phrase "globalise the intifada" at a rally against the visit of Israeli President Isaac Herzog earlier this year. She's now part of a new podcast series on autism for the ABC. Were her previous comments factored into the decision to engage her for this project?
Well, when we engaged her for the project, that was actually some time ago, so it was before those particular comments that were made. And it was certainly also before, I think, the much-quoted interview that she did with Hamish McDonald on Sydney Mornings were also made. So, you know, that was when the original engagement happened. Obviously, I understand why people feel Grace shouldn't have a program on the ABC given, you know, the controversy that's reported and associated with many of her comments. But I think if you look at the program itself, you know, it's a great podcast that she's done a great job on a topic that I'm sure will be of real interest and real importance to many Australians who suffer from those conditions, and particularly young Australians and young Australian women. So, you know, there's a balance in all these things to be, you know, for the ABC, to be ensuring that we bring great content to air and also acknowledging that, you know, with some of the people that we work with, sometimes there will be controversy. So, you know, I've spoken to Grace and I know, you know, what she really abhors is violence of any kind, particularly violence against women and children. And I think everybody can relate to what she really believes in. So, but again, the podcast that she's done is great and I encourage people to listen to it.
Given the ABC's strict employee guidelines, did you think it was appropriate that ABC Radio presenter Charlie Pickering gave his view, describing her appointment as problematic?
Yeah, obviously we've looked at Charlie's comments. I think he did express that they were his own view. They weren't representative of the ABC. It was a little bit on the hop and a little bit not. So I think, you know, we felt comfortable that we were able to accept that his comments weren't a breach of the ABC code of conduct.
Governments and statutory bodies such as the Reserve Bank have been reviewing their relationship with the accounting firm KPMG after a whistleblower exposed alleged wrongdoing. The National Audit Office employs KPMG to conduct annual statutory audits of the ABC. Are you concerned about KPMG's access to ABC information and material?
I think that's a matter for the Australian National Audit Office, as you said, Sally. Does it give me real concern? It's hard to know without any specific reference to things that have happened regarding ABC information, whether that's the case or not. So I'm sure that's something that the Audit Office will look at, and I'm sure it's something that our committees and our board will look at as well.
How do you see the current level of criticism from some quarters of the ABC?
I think it's a reflection of the importance that the ABC has in society, there is always a lot of attention on the things that we do, programs we broadcast, statements we make, and in a more, I guess, media environment that leans into, you know, individual perspectives rather than broad media from time to time. Of course, there's going to be a lot of commentary about the ABC. We need to just remember that what we do, say, and how we go about it is what's important, and that we need to do the best possible work we can and be considerate of serving, you know, the broad Australian audience. So I know that our people do that every day. I know that's the discussions that we're already always having, and that's the thing that we must remain focused on, our work.
Hugh Marks, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much for joining Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally.